We have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get started. Let's take up executive action on 132. Is there a motion to get us started?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move due pass on 132, and I have an amendment if I could offer the amendment at this point. Mr. Chairman, while it's being passed out, what the subject had to do with the fact that, a couple of years, I can't remember if it was 2 years or 4 years ago, I carried a bill that said that hearing aid dispensers, there's two consumer protection things. One that they had, I think, I have to go back and read it now, but I think it's like 2 or 3 months to get a refund if they said their hearing aids weren't any good. And then we made an amendment to that to say if you lived out in a rural area and the hearing aid dispenser only came every 6 months, that period for a refund wouldn't start to toll until the next time the person came to the community. So anyway, what the amendment does is simply apply that same consumer protection language to the audiologists if they are licensed to dispense hearing aids. And Mr. Chairman, move the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Lewis. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Senator, like to close on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I close on the amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, let's vote on the amendment. Secretary, call the roll, please, on the amendment. Sorry, I'm reading.
Mr. Chair, I'm not that we're in any rush, but you know, it seems my a proposal would be is that sometimes for non-controversial amendments we just do a voice vote. It's not because I don't want to be recorded on my vote. It's just sometimes in the expediency of time, unless there's some new plan that we all have every vote recorded anyway.
Senator Gillen, if there is a plan, I don't know about it, so I'm happy to do that. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended.
Is there any discussion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chairman, on the amendment, vote Kendall Van Dyke aye by proxy. Sorry, I didn't get that in there in time.
And probably we should have done the same thing, Senator Farrow, and voted to Senator Esmond aye by proxy, so thank you. Well, that's okay. We'll sort that out. So is there any discussion on the bill as amended?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I have a question. Since Senator Esmond's conveniently not here, I can't ask him, and I'm going to ask Senator Lewis this. Even though I was here for the hearing, is this a turf battle, or it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal, but there was some opposition, but after listening to the opponents, I wasn't convinced that it was really that serious a matter. I just wondered, since you mentioned through your amendment that you'd carried a bill before for the audiologist, if you'd care to share kind of the lay of the land in this profession.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Gillen, I did get a couple of emails today. The hearing aid examiners aren't real excited about the audiologists being able to be vendors for hearing aids and are questioning whether they have enough training to do so. And you know, I'm not a professional in the area, but they're certified as audiologists, and so that was the issue that came up. The main issue that hearing aids examiners have is they don't have the dues from the audiologists. They may not have enough money to maintain their board, and that's a whole nother thing. I think that they are just gonna have to figure out what they do at this point.
Is there any other discussion?
Question.
Question. Call the roll. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't really do that. Yeah.
Senator Priest.
Yes.
Senator Murphy.
Yes.
Senator Cafaro?
Yes.
Senator Esplin?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Gillen?
Yes.
Senator Hutton?
Yes.
Senator Lewis?
Yes.
Senator Van Dyke?
Yes, by proxy.
Unanimous.
Okay, thank you. Unanimous, so we'll, that will conclude our action on Senate Bill 132. And so we'll take up executive action now on Senate Bill 189. Do we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to pass on Senate Bill 189. Members of the committee, it seems that this is a really a way to expand access to the flu vaccine, and I assume that by setting the bottom, the floor at age 12, I felt that that is a an age at which it would be appropriate not to have it administered by a physician. And so you know, the Advisory Board of Immunization wants to encourage everyone to have the flu, and perhaps if Senator Van Dyke had had the flu shot, he would be with us today, but he did not have the flu vaccine, which nor did I. But anyway, but I'm in that age group that is less susceptible to the flu, I'm proud to say. Anyway, with that, I would just recommend that you ask for your concurrence on this bill. Thank you.
So moved. Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 189?
Call the question.
Probably do this one on a voice vote, or would you like that roll call? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, the ayes have it. Senator Esplin votes aye by proxy. That concludes executive action on 189, and that's it for the day, unless the committee has something. Thank you. Day unless the committee has something.